I want everything that God has. That was prophesied, this latter day rain, the former and latter rain, the outpouring, the awakening of the Spirit of God in this last day revival. It's going to be all that God's ever done and all put together. I'm talking about an explosion. Ooh, glory to God. Amen. May God do it. Jesus, do it. Amen. Go ahead and be seated if you're able. Hallelujah. You might be thinking, Pastor, that worship was too long today. Get ready. Get ready. Say, I'm ready. Hallelujah. Give me 20 minutes on the clock. And if I go an hour, I go. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 3:20. Now to him, Amplified Bible, who by consequence of the action of his power. Most people attend church and they don't know what the power of God is, let alone the action of his power that's on the inside of us. Amen. There is, hallelujah. Paul said this, the mystery is Christ in us, the hope of glory. I grew up in church and I was never taught that. I was taught how to be born again. If you're saved, you're going to heaven. Amen. Which is wonderful. But we never was taught how to live down here on the earth, acknowledging the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. Amen. And again, Paul said, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Amen. So when it says here that now to him who by in consequence of the action of his power, where there's power, there's always action. See, the power of God's not given to lay dormant. It's not given to us to just lie dormant and do nothing. The church has been in a survival mode. Just enough to get us by. Jesus said, I will build my ecclesia, the church, the governing body. Why? Because it's full of the power of the Holy Spirit. And therefore, the gates of hell will not overcome it, will not prevail against it. Amen. So when we are looking at an Ephesians 3:20 year, we're looking at the power, the glory, the omnipresent, all that God is on the inside of us. Well, I don't know if I can dare ask or believe greater things. I was listening to a message this week, and this man of God was saying that, and this, I don't have the scripture right now, but in Psalms it talks about books, that God has already predestined us, written about our lives. Journals that he's written. Yes. See, he's been to our future and back. And he said, when we get to heaven, this man had been to heaven and back. He said, when we get to heaven, we're going to find out that all that God had planned for us and all of the provision, if God had planned for us, he's already provided for us. Yes. And we're living so far below where we're supposed to be and operating in that survival mode. Instead of taking the kingdom by force. And that's what Ephesians 3:20 is all about. Taking the kingdom by force. Taking the stuff that Christ died on the cross to give you. Hallelujah. So it is the power. And again, it's not to lie dormant in us, but to carry out his purpose and to do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think. Infinitely beyond our highest prayers. Do you know what most of our prayers are? Oh, God, forgive me. We live in a state of condemnation. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. We have the ability as new creations to stand outside of Lazarus' tomb, like Jesus said, and look up into heaven and say, Father, I know that you always hear me. Amen. See, it's not to be a hit and miss. The reason why it's a hit and miss is religion has taught us maybe God will and maybe God won't. I just don't know what God's going to do, bless God. Read the word. He'll tell you what he'll do. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all things that God desires. No, it doesn't say that, does it? What we desire. We're his children. And listen, if you're born again, you're not going to ask for somebody else's wife. You don't ask for something stupid. Amen. Because you love Jesus. So come on, let's get aggressive in our asking. In the beginning of 2022, nothing, Jesus said, is impossible to them that believe. So he'll do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, our desires. You should write down your desires. What do you desire? God will give you the desires of your heart. Thoughts, hopes, and dreams. To him be glory in the church. Woo, glory to God. Now, the Passion Translation puts it this way. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all. I like that. God will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. Are we walking in that power and that glory? Again, that prayer that you've heard Mark Hankins say, Chip has preached on it. We've all preached on it. Are you praying it every day, Ephesians 1:17? God, give me the spirit of revelation and the knowledge of you. Glory to God. That we might know him and the exceeding power of the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead, that dwelleth in us. Hallelujah. We can turn things around, Father. I mean, folks, we can turn it around. If we will just change our thinking, our stinking thinking, and align ourselves with the Word of God. And during this period of fasting, there's a time to do that. Let him speak to you. I believe Ephesians 3:20 talks about the days of glory. the days of flourishing, the days of abounding. What does abounding mean? No lack. No lack. God supplies all of my needs. God takes care of me. No lack. Well, you don't understand what the government's doing, what this is doing. What the... No, we're not operating under that system anymore. Hallelujah. Well, bless God, I just don't know what's going to happen. For one thing, God has not given you the spirit of fear. And if you start having fear and questioning coming in, you've got to put that down. Rebuke that. It's a spirit of fear that's trying to come on you and grip you. Don't allow that spirit to come on and overtake you about your future. Because God knows your future. Do you know how I know that? Because the Bible says so. Hallelujah. God has two words for you, destiny and increase. And to do that, you've got to apply Ephesians 3:20 to your life. Look at Jeremiah 29:11. Do y'all know what that is? God says this, I know the plans that I have for... Put your name in there. God knows, he knows the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans of good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. To give you a future and a hope. Hallelujah. There's a change going on. I'm saying that there's a change happening. Amen. If we as a congregation could get in one accord, in one mind, with one thinking, nothing would be impossible. We would see what we've been wanting to see. We'll see those that come to church in wheelchairs get out of it. We'll see the glory of God. We'll see our families coming into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. But this was a direction of God in the Old Testament, Isaiah 43. And it's popular, but it's true. And we constantly have got to do this. Because again, we've been in a survival mode. We've been looking out how things have been and not declaring what is going to be. That's what faith is. Declaring the future according to alignment with the Word of God. Instead of speaking... What is? Amen. I'm kind of all over the place, but that's okay. Isaiah says this, do not remember the former things. My God, forget last year. Amen. Glory to God. You understand that? Don't remember the former things.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. That's even yesterday.
Right. Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. For behold, I will do a new thing. And let me tell you, God's new thing is better than your old thing. Hallelujah. Now it shall spring forth. When shall it spring forth? Now. It shall spring forth. Right now. What does now mean? Now. Not next week. Now. Faith is now. Now faith is the evidence of things hoped for. The evidence not yet seen. It might not be visible to our eyes, but by faith we walk in the fulfillment of our prayers. Therefore, whatsoever things you desire, Mark 11:24, when you pray, believe that you have received them, and you shall have them. So Ephesians 3:20, according to all the power of heaven that's working on the inside of us and energizing us and giving us above all that we could even dare or think, we need to begin to see and walk in that. Amen? Even before it's manifested. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, behold, I do a new thing, and now it shall spring forth. And this is a question, shall you not know it? A lot of people are blinded to what God's doing. They can't see anything good. All they see is the negative. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. In other words, God is saying, I'll make a way where there is no way.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I will bring water out of the rock if I have to. I will feed you if I have to have a bird come and feed you. Hallelujah. We read the miracles in the Bible and say, I don't know if God can do that. Hey, he can fill your gas tank up. He can give you provision. Well, I just don't know how God's done that. Shut up. Hallelujah. Don't try to tell God how to do it.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Because God has a variety of ways to do that.
Yes,
right. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. He's not limited.
Amen.
I'm sure the prophet of God was scratching his head and said, I'm going to this widow woman that has nothing. She's ready to eat her last meal and die. Sometimes it looks like that in the natural. But when you let the Spirit of Almighty God interact with your faith, something begins to transpire and miracles begin to happen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And what happened? There was a miracle that took place. Glory to God. Whoo! Look, all through the Bible, where there's provision needed, God would show up. Old Testament, New Testament, it did not matter. But we've got to forget last year. I'd like to put it this way. Don't enter this new season hanging on to what ifs and past failures. What if this? What could I have done different? Step into the plan and purpose of God right now. Well, it might take a while for God to work this out. No, it doesn't. That's your thinking. Get on his track. Get on his way. Get on his way of doing things. Amen? And you'll see miracles in your family. You'll see miracles in your finances. You'll see miracle in your health. You'll see miracle all around you. Amen? Hallelujah. See, this is your time to abound, flourish, and increase in your life. That was a word that Mark Hankins gave us at the end of the year. Increase. Double. Double, increase, double, increase, provision. Amen. And that's what we are to speak, not lack, doubt, and unbelief. Okay? Let's look at Ephesians 2:10, Amplified Bible. For we are God's own handiwork and his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew that we may do the good works which God predestined or planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he has prepared ahead of time. As I said before, he's already been to your future. He's prepared things ahead of time for you as you walk that out. And that's why in Isaiah, God said, forget the past, forget the former thing, forget last year. Look at what God's going to do this year, super abundantly, above all that you ask or think according. Some of you need new cars.
Amen.
Well, bless God, I don't know. I'll just get a junkyard.
No, brand new.
Let me tell you this. God isn't going to fall off his throne if you wanted a Rolls Royce.
Come on now, amen.
Personally, I wouldn't want a Rolls Royce. But a lot of Christians get hung up on that. They see somebody driving an expensive car, and all of a sudden they start judging. They're just jealous because they don't have one. See, all their faith is will get them a 20-year-old oil burner that smokes every time it goes down the road. And they say, bless God, and they're listening to Jesus music. Amen. Glory to God. Don't put a bumper sticker on that kind of car with Jesus on it. Amen. I remember Kenneth Copeland's testimony about this. How many of you know Kenneth Copeland? Well, he had this old pickup that he loved, okay? He just loved, sometimes you just love an old, you know, something you've had for a long time. And one time he brought it to his mechanic to get it fixed and whatever, and his mechanic looked at that and looked at Brother Copeland and said, that's not a real good testimony of who you are. So he went out and bought a brand new Cadillac pickup. Huh? What are people seeing when they look at you? Broken down, burning oil, barely making it, complaining all the time. What does Ephesians 3:20 super abundantly above all that you ask or think? According to his power that is at work within you. Amen. God wants to show off. And how's he going to show off if he doesn't show off to the church? Show off through his kids. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. If you and I were born into a rich family, I'm sure that we'd be showing off. If we had a natural dad that had substance and took care of everything that we need, they wouldn't let us drive a jalopy oil burner and whatever down, putt, putt, putt down the road. Some of you be driving a Ferrari or something. Come on, those young people like that back there. Well, get a picture of it, cut it out, and start believing God for it. Well, how's God going to get something like that to teenagers or young people? And you don't have to sell drugs to get one. Okay? Think about that. We always try to help God out. I think we limit God by doing that. Well, God, how are you going to do this? How are you going to? It's none of our business how he does it. Our business is to believe. Our part is the believing part and speaking part. Amen? Once we know what we want, then we believe it. And Paul says, therefore, we speak it. And that is the spirit of faith. And the church has not been doing that. We've been saying what we have instead of having what we say. Hallelujah. So we can get something in our heart and believe it and confess it, write down these things. We wouldn't have to deal with sickness, poverty, and spiritual death because Jesus, the Bible says, took the curse upon himself that we could walk in the blessing. Galatians 3:13. Say, I'm blessed today. Turn to the person next to you and say, I'm blessed today. Hallelujah. I'm an overcomer today. I have the victory today. I'm living the good life. Hallelujah. I'm living the good life. Praise the Lord. I want to get the scripture in, last scripture. Psalms 115, verse 13. It says, he will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great. May the Lord give you increase, more and more, you and your children. The Lord has increase on his mind for you. Let me say that again. The Lord has increase on his mind for you. What is God thinking about me? Increase. Provision. More than what you could ask or think. According to the power that is at work within you. Amen. Lift up your hands and worship the Lord today. Father, we just give you praise. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That this is
the days of glory, that this is the day of flourishing and abounding, the year of greater works, the Holy Spirit and fire, the glory of God manifested in our lives, our homes, and the church. In Jesus' name. And we praise you for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Step into that. Step into that today. Glory to God. I want you to bow your heads with me. If you're here and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, first of all, there is a heaven and there is a hell. And God said there's only one way to heaven. And I know a lot of people think that they can get to heaven by being good. Or there's more ways to heaven than through Jesus. But that's not what the Bible says. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. And what that simply means that we have to believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins and ask him to be the Lord of our lives. Confess him as Lord. And the Bible says we call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I want to give you that opportunity. If you're here today, all these scriptures that we've been talking about, God has a plan and a purpose for your life, but you've got to get on board. You've got to become part of the family. And how you become part of the family of God is accepting Jesus Christ into your life. And I'm going to give you that opportunity today. Amen? So let's pray this prayer together. Heavenly Father, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner and I'm in need of a Savior. And Father God, thank you for sending Jesus to the cross to die for my sins. And now, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart, to come into my life, to be my Lord and Savior. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.